18 million men in the service. I don't think there was a house in the United States that didn't have somebody in the military. Either a husband or a brother or a nephew or somebody.
Yeah.
And,
they had the stars in the window for the people yeah. lost. What was it,
gold? Yeah, oh, everybody. I know. I had two brothers in the service beside me, just in our house.
Were they also in the Navy or were they?
No, one was in the Merchant Marine and one in the Army.
Oh, okay.
And
they both came out of
Fran the had two brothers. One was killed in the service. She had a brother killed in the Navy.
Yeah.
And so you'd have about 18 million stories, but I'll tell you my story.
Yeah.
Yes, that you're interested in.
That's right.
Okay, I left the farm as a farm boy up in out of Peshtigo, Wisconsin. I just turned 17. And I enlisted. Teenage kid.
Yeah. No,
but
you enlisted.
Pearl Harbor had just broken out, you know.
Yeah. But you enlisted, you weren't drafted.
No, I enlisted. Okay. At that time, the Navy wasn't drafting.
Oh, okay.
The Marines and Navy, that didn't happen until later on. They couldn't get it on. Just the Army was drafting.
Yeah, it's going.
And so I went in January 27th, 1942.
Oh, that was right, a month after Pearl Harbor.
Yep. Yeah, a little over a month after. I was the 27th, I took my oath at Great Lakes, Illinois.
Great Lakes, yeah.
And I was at Great Lakes about short while, 3 weeks maybe. We just got our shots and stuff.
They didn't have the whole basic training?
No, not then.
Yeah.
Later on, I guess they had to go through that, you know,
right.
About 12 weeks or whatever
yeah,
it was. I
yeah,
don't know.
I think that's what it
16
is.
Weeks. Or,
yeah.
So anyhow, one day, troop train backed right into the base.
Did you have any warning, like, while you're shipping out tomorrow?
No. We just, they told them,
get your
sea bags packed and ready to go. You know, you got 30, 40 minutes to get ready.
How was that like? Were you like excited or scared?
Well, when you're a kid, you know, I never been out of the county hardly at that age, you know, the depression was on before that, so nobody traveled.
Yeah.
And well, anyhow, we got aboard this troop train, and a troop train, they had the right of way, you know, on a track, straight through. All other trains have to get off.
Yeah.
So anyhow, after we got on there, the officers walked you and they said, you're going to New Orleans.
Oh, okay.
Well, New Orleans, I heard a lot about New
Orleans. It's a neat town.
Didn't even know where it was, you know. Well, anyhow, at that time, right even then in January, the Gulf of Mexico, you take the Mississippi River out of New Orleans, you hit the Gulf of Mexico and then the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. Well, now you hear about the Caribbean. They take
the
fancy cruises
and
moonlight. Well, the U-boats were sinking ships left and right there. A lot of people don't know that.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Right in the Gulf. Some of them just got out of the mouth of the Mississippi and they were sunk.
Ooh.
Yeah. So anyhow, we were at a base out of New Orleans for about 2 weeks. And they said, all you guys are going in the armed guard. Armed guard.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Who knows what the armed guard? Well, they said they're arming the merchant ships. Merchant ships, they started putting guns, the naval guns. And they said, we're putting Navy gun crews aboard.
On all the.
So I was picked, and a bunch of the guys are picked. A good buddy of mine was picked. He went to Texas to catch a tanker. And he was killed out of Russia. The same one trip, they didn't even get to Russia.
Oh.
It was sunk.
Oh.
Well, I was lucky I caught a ship right in, they said, there was about 14 of us. They had a young ensign. He wasn't much older than we were. But he had a year of college, so they made him an ensign officer. And he was going to be in charge of us, you know. Well, anyhow, I caught my ship in New Orleans. And we took a cargo, the first trip we made, we had to go right out to Mississippi, across the Gulf, the Caribbean, into Honduras.
Wow.